WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Freeman on hold. TV dad dies. I'm Elliot Francis. A ceasefire is in place in Syria. However, at this hour, buses meant to evacuate the rebels and civilians from eastern Aleppo have returned to their depot, signaling a collapse of the agreement. Fred Plykin says everything's on hold.
This isn't a full-on surrender. They aren't surrendering themselves to the Syrian governments. They still will be free in those rebel-held areas. But certainly, this is a major point, a major pivotal point in Syria's civil war, as for the first time in a very long time, the Syrian government is going to have full control of the most important Syrian city in the north of the country.
Actor Alan Thicke is dead of an apparent heart attack.
Jason Seaver was the kind of dad I would like to be.
Right.
You know, so I'm proud of what it represented for the audience. I'm proud that it's still around in reruns. If they put that one on my tombstone, I'm okay with it.
He played Jason Seaver in the 80s sitcom Growing Pains. Alan Thicke was 69. I'm Elliot Francis. The Center for Reproductive Rights is suing Texas over its latest regulations on abortion. Ellen Skaya explains.
Texas passed a law that would require hospitals and clinics to bury or cremate fetuses that have been aborted. The law is scheduled to take effect next week. Democratic State Representative Chris Turner isn't part of the lawsuit, but says the law does nothing to protect women.
I think it is a purely political move, and it's clearly one that is going to be particularly costly to hospitals and healthcare providers.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton put out a statement saying the law protects the dignity of the unborn. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
A man who brought a loaded gun into a Washington, D.C. pizza restaurant to check out a fake news story about Democratic officials trafficking children made his first appearance in federal court Tuesday. 28-year-old Edgar Welch of Salisbury, North Carolina, faces a charge of interstate transportation of a firearm with intent to commit a crime. A preliminary hearing is set for Friday. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. A federal appeals court has upheld Virginia's voter ID law. A three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected a challenge from Democrats who argued that the law requiring voters to show photo identification suppresses voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. The same court recently struck down a similar North Carolina law. Now, Virginians can obtain free photo IDs at voter registrar offices, but Democrats say few people know that. One D.C. council member is offering a bold proposal to let D.C. take over running Metro buses that run only within the district and make them free.
Councilmember David Grosso's reasoning is it would give Metro one less thing to worry about as they try to fix the rail side. The district's Department of Transportation can take over operations and eventually eliminate fares, which would increase ridership and speed up the boarding process. Stuart Schwartz of the Coalition for Smarter Growth, though, is skeptical. He says not only would the cost be huge, it would distract from the unified message the region needs.
The more we can keep ourselves tied together and the more that we can work together through regional bodies, the better for our region's economic competitiveness.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The head of the Prince George's County Liquor Board is now out of a job after his arrest last week on a DUI charge. Governor Larry Hogan called on Charles Caldwell to resign. Caldwell has denied that he was driving impaired last Thursday night, but a police report reveals that Caldwell tried to use his position on the commission to get out of his arrest. Listen to this if you attended school in Frederick County in recent years.
Frederick County public school officials say the personal information of roughly 1,000 former students was part of a data breach in the late 2000s that was just discovered in September. Those impacted are students who attended between November 2005 and November 2006. Names, social security numbers, and birthdays of 1,000 students were all compromised. The school district has been working with the FBI, and those affected will be notified. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,911, the NASDAQ at 5464. Sports, the Caps win again, beating the Islanders. The Wizards host Charlotte tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Router is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Now is the time to shop at Riccardi in Georgetown. Riccardi Clothier brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off the regular price. Plus, you won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Streets, 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All lanes open. Maryland, Interstate 95, Laurel, each direction with nothing blocked. Continuing southbound down toward the Beltway. And if you're joining on to go to Greenbelt or over into Silver Spring, lanes of the Beltway open. Looking good. In fact, looking at speed, the entire Beltway through Tysons and Annandale, no trouble. 66 off to a nice quiet start. The run looks good coming out of Gainesville, up through to the Beltway, and then extending inside the Beltway too. No problems for Dale City. In fact, right now, light volume. We're up at speed, crossing the Occoquan and continuing up on to 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, mixing in with some clear sky. This afternoon, a cloud-sun mix, 45. Tonight, we'll fall into the upper 20s. The winds will start picking up out of the northwest. Strong winds tomorrow, 30 to maybe 40 miles an hour. Temperatures start in the upper 20s, most likely falling during the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Gainesville, 40 in Silver Spring, 39 degrees in Washington. One of America's favorite TV dads has died. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. 507 on WMAL. Hey, it's Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. We're halfway to the weekend. And we've got a great show lined up for you here this morning. There's a lot of stuff to go over. I mean, every day is a new day, this seems, in Washington right now. 6:35 this morning, Hans von Spakovsky on the Electoral College and this idea that some electors want to get a briefing on a CIA report. What in the heck is that all about? 7:05, Pete Hoekstra, former House Intel Chairman, will talk to us about Russians and hacking and what we know and what we think we know. At 8:05, Steve Hayes, the new editor-in-chief of the Weekly Standard, will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor continues his well-deserved vacation, and joining us here again, and we're very pleased to have her, is our good friend Katie Pavlich, townhall.com, and also a Fox News contributor.
Good morning.
Katie, good morning again
halfway
to you.
Halfway through the week.
That's right. And, man, I'm telling you, I am ready for the day. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. First of all, we got to talk, though, about someone who I think is endlessly interesting. I am fascinated by her, and lately there have been some developments that make me wonder just exactly what is Ivanka Trump going to do when she comes to Washington. Now, here's what we know, and there are new developments in this story since we talked to you last about it. We know that Ivanka has been looking for a place to live with her husband, Jared Kushner, here in Washington, D.C. That seems to be fairly well established. We know that in recent days, Donald Trump has said that his business operation, the Trump Organization, is going to be run by his sons, but did not mention the fact that Ivanka was going to be involved in the day-to-day operation of the Trump Organization, suggesting that there is another role for her outside of her father's business interests. That was surprising to many people, because many people thought she might actually run all of the right. Trump world, because she's said to be the favored sibling. And then the other thing that came up was, we learned recently, that Melania Trump will not initially be coming to Washington. Don't read too much into this. She's very concerned about her son Barron, who is in a school there, and they want to make sure he finishes out the school year before they make the transition to Washington. But the question is, what will Ivanka Trump be doing? What role will she play? And some have suggested that maybe that role might be sort of the honorary first lady, that she might be the official White House, and this is a word we haven't heard in millennium, in a long, long time, the White House hostess.
I think that Ivanka Trump, based on her background and her role within her father's businesses and her role on The Apprentice, that she'll want a more substantive position than White House hostess. You know, she's moving to Washington, D.C. for a couple of reasons, most of which being that her husband, Jared Kushner, is a very close advisor to Donald Trump. Some even credit him with getting Donald Trump elected by running the campaign like a startup, lean, mean machine, not spending a lot of money, getting, you know, targeting the right demographics, the right people, and getting the job done. So obviously she's going to move to D.C. with her family. She has three young children. But based on what we've seen out of Trump Tower, it's difficult to tell what her role is going to be. I mean, she's talked to Leonardo DiCaprio about climate change. During her RNC speech, she talked about child care and paid leave being a top priority. And so it is interesting that the business is now being turned over to John Jr. and Eric, considering on the campaign trail, Donald Trump repeatedly said that it was Ivanka who would be the most competent one to take that over. But it would be difficult for her to be here in D.C. with her family and also do that from New York.
I think you're right. Let's ask the audience, what do you think? What will Ivanka Trump do? And would you be okay with this idea of her serving, if that's indeed what ends up happening, as the official White House hostess, handling social affairs and being the you know, doing the things that a first lady normally would do? 1-888-630-9625 1-888-630-WMAL. Well, look, I think she's endlessly fascinating. She brings a certain amount of panache everywhere she goes, and I think it would be great to have her in town. I think she's would be something that would brighten up the social scene in this town, if nothing else, and give us something to talk about, the likes of which we've not had for a while. I sort of also have a sort of an idea that maybe it's time to rethink. The Washington Post has an interesting article today, and it goes through some of this, but the Washington Post article asks the question, is it time to rethink our role of a first lady? I mean, why is it that we automatically assume when we elect a guy or a person to be president of the United States that their spouse will automatically be a public figure, that they'll have some kind of cause that they all care about, and that they're going to be in the spotlight? And, you know, that may work out well for some spouses. It may not work. I mean, I think Michelle Obama, for example, was sort of reluctant to move into that role, but has handled it, I think, I will say, graciously. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with some of her causes, but I think she's been a very good first lady. And I think Laura Bush was a great first lady, and reading was her cause. And everybody that has had who's been in that role has been able, I think, to, in recent years, to do well. But why do we automatically assume that because we elect a person to be president of the United States, that they're has to be a role for that spouse?
I think it's
maybe
important.
Maybe she's not. Maybe Melania just doesn't want to be in the spotlight.
Well, simply based on tradition, I think it's important for us to keep that tradition.
And, do you really?
And for this, I do. For the sake of the country and for the cohesiveness of the White House and the way that it's presented to the world, I do think that it's important for the First Lady to play a significant role in the White House. And I think that based on Melania's decision to stay in New York, that's a fine decision to make. She's also talked about the fact that when she does become First Lady in her official full capacity, when she gets to D.C., that she does want to take on the cause of online bullying. I mean, she's very interested in that. And also gives the First Lady an incredible platform to actually make a real difference. I mean, as you mentioned, Laura Bush with her reading initiative, you know, Michelle Obama's obesity initiative is questionable about whether that had any real results in our school system. However, it is an honorable cause to take on, and it also allows them to take on causes that maybe the president can't necessarily take on. So I think that if your husband is going to run for president, or if your wife is going to run for president, you kind of sign up for the job just based on tradition and being able to make a difference in the office.
So if she's not going to serve in that hostess role or that honorary hostess role, then what do you think what would be her best application? I mean, she's competent, very competent, according to Donald Trump. Trust her implicitly.
This is Ivanka.
Yeah, Ivanka, right. I'm talking about Ivanka. What role might she play if it's not in that role?
I mean, it's hard to tell. She hasn't been specifically named into any kind of real official role. I think that she'll probably serve as some kind of advisor to her father on a variety of different issues, as she has done throughout the course of her career, whether it's on The Apprentice or inside of their businesses. She's now rumored to be, maybe an ambassador to the left because she's not so much a right winger, so to speak. She's a millennial. She's, you know, younger. She has done a lot of different things. She has different opinions on a variety of different issues that don't necessarily fit into the Republican or Democrat box. Again, going back to her speech at the RNC, childcare and, you know, women's reproductive rights are an issue that she maybe can work on her father's behalf. But, you know, the tea leaves are a little bit hard to read here when it comes to what exactly her role is going to be inside the White House when it comes to advising her father on some of these issues.
Yeah, it's going to be very, and maybe he just likes having her nearby as somebody to bounce ideas off of. I mean, I think everybody needs to use an old-fashioned term, a muse at some times, to say, you know, help me with my thinking on this. I'm just to bounce ideas off of.
Well, I think the real reason she's moving is because her husband is moving and her children will be here.
Well,
I think that's the most important part.
Do you think
that's
driving? What do you think? And then there's the question about what his role will be. Listen, we'd love to have your thoughts. What do you think is going on here with Ivanka? And would you be okay if it were that reimagining of the First Lady's role, and she would act as hostess in the absence of Melania until Melania gets to D.C. It's one of those things people in town talk about. What's your thought? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now, 515 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So good, 95 Maryland. We start off this 5 o'clock hour with travel lanes open. Each direction between our beltway and the Baltimore Beltway, you can use 95 up at speed. 29 as you come out of Columbia and down through to the Beltway. Looks good. 270, just a little bit of volume right as you merge off of 15 and 70 to go down past the Monocacy. But really, that's about it. Good start to coming in from the west. Virginia side coming in off the Greenway. Toll Road 66 and around the Beltway through Annandale. Tyson's good pace. Or up at speed getting into town, across the 14th Street Bridge and on the freeway each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be nice today, actually. Sunny, mostly, and a high of 45. But then tonight, it starts to get colder, and they even say some snow is possible early this evening, a low of 27. But tomorrow, it gets significantly colder. Gusty winds, a high only of 28. And tomorrow night, just brutally cold with an overnight low of around 18 degrees. However, the rest of the week looking better. Friday in the low 30s. Saturday in the low 50s now is what they're saying. And on Sunday, temperatures in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 39 degrees. 517 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, so here's the question. Ivanka Trump, she's moving to town with her husband, and we know that Melania is not initially coming to D.C. She's going to stay behind in New York, at least initially, to work with Barron. And we know that Trump has said that his sons are going to run the organization, the Trump organization. So what do you think Ivanka's going to do in D.C.? I would love to have your ideas. What would you like her to do? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Look, I think that she's one of these fascinating individuals that just draws a lot of attention. I mean, she's undeniably beautiful. She is well-spoken. She has a certain amount of grace, and one of those people, I would say, that when she walks in a room, I mean, she sort of fills up the room. One of those personalities. She just has that ability. She's a real asset to her dad. I'm just not sure what role she's going to play here, and you may be right. It may be I'm coming to town because my husband is going to be deeply involved as an advisor to the president. There's one other possibility here, and that is that we keep hearing talk about an outside organization that would support the efforts of this president. Something that is not within the administration, not within the walls of the White House, but a freestanding organization. I mean, some people have thought that Kellyanne Conway might be the person who leads that. Might she be the front face of that? you know, outside the White House walls, working with different groups to support the policies of her father.
I think it's possible, but I think Kellyanne Conway is probably going to be the lead actor on that. She was, you know, the first woman in history to run successfully a presidential mm-hmm. campaign. She's a close advisor of the president, was offered the position of press secretary and politely turned it down due to her personal obligations, which I think is honorable. I don't think Ivanka is necessarily interested in building a political infrastructure around her father like Kellyanne Conway would be. Kellyanne Conway has been in polling and politics for a very long time, years and years now, whereas Ivanka's a less political person and more of an issues-based person. She's not interested in the nuts and bolts of horse race politics. She's interested in how she can get her ideas and the ideas of many people in the country from a more independent perspective into the White House. One thing that's interesting about Ivanka as well is we haven't had a daughter that is older, right? For the last couple of presidents, the daughters
have been younger. Right.
So they're growing up in the White House, the Obama daughters, the Bush daughters. Ivanka's 35 years old. She's more than capable of handling huge responsibilities. She was helping to run the Trump Organization at the age of 26, 27. And so we're in a bit of a different situation here.
You're right.
With an older first daughter. And what I mean by that is someone who isn't a teenager, who can't really help with her father's ambitions and bringing a different message to a different audience. The other thing, too, is that Ivanka Trump has her own business interests and actually, in the last couple of weeks, has moved even just her Instagram page away from promoting her own business and building a wall between her business, the name of her brand, and her personal self and what she's doing to advise the White House. And so, not only is she distancing herself from the Trump Organization and her father's businesses, she's also making sure that there's not so much of a conflict of interest with her own business interests as well.
That's very interesting. I wonder what that's all about. Sam and Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Katie this morning. What do you think, Sam?
Good morning. I was sitting here scratching my head about it. I think what we've seen over the course of this campaign and how he's conducted it, how he's setting up his White House, quite honestly, I think if we were able to look at what Ivanka's role is in the Trump Corporation, it would be simply a copy-paste over onto this administration and how he uses her and how she is effective there. And I don't know, that may be, as you indicated, you know, abuse somebody to bounce ideas off sanity check, or maybe some more substantial position. But I think the secret to this is going to be to look at what does Ivanka do in the Trump Corporation. I think he will pull her over to mimic that exactly.
Well, I mean, we know that she had a big role in the development of the old post office project, and,
right.
and she that was her baby. I mean, and by the way, a beautiful facility, a wonderful gem in this city, I think. And so she can take on a complex idea and go and do it. Maybe that's what it is. You know, special ambassador, I need somebody to tackle this. Go work on that, Ivanka. Come back to me. Let me know. Maybe that's it.
I would even look at it more so because, you know, with her, with Eric, and the other son, those are kind of like little projects to keep them busy because of their intellect, because of their work ethic, their savvy. I think strategically thinking and speaking, that if there's a position that she and it, you know, and her brothers hold in with regards to Trump Corporation, that maybe outside that box, other than, oh, here's something I need to have handled. You go handle this hotel. Roger got it, Dad. And then they down it to subcontract and monitor it. But I think strategically thinking that there's something else that she does within the Trump Corporation as well as her brothers that is of worth in this administration as far as...
Right. All right. Thank you, Sam, for that. Greatly appreciate it. Well, it's going to be interesting to watch her as she moves into town. She's definitely one of those people that you got to keep your eye on because she does have the ear of her dad, and her dad is the president, soon to be president of the United States.
Yeah, but she plays her cards very close to the vest as well.
It is now 5:23 on WMAL.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Attention. Pooshan Rugs is closing their doors after four decades in business. Now, every single rug, from traditional to contemporary, new or antique, from 2x3 to palace sizes, is 60 to 80% off. No reasonable offer will be refused. Last day is December 18th. 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. That's 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. Or call 301-770-RUGS. 301-770-RUGS for 60 to 80% off at the Pooshan Rugs sale.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, love what I'm seeing here on 66 up at speed. Commuters enjoying the early ride without any troubles through Manassas and Centerville up at speed, continuing up through the Beltway. If you're joining the Beltway, heading up through Tysons, the Legion Bridge, or down towards Springfield with travel lanes open. 95, Dale City toward the Occoquan, seeing some of that volume on the increase there. Crossing the Wilson Bridge without any troubles either direction. 270 looking good, early start here. And on 95 open each direction as you travel through Laurel and down toward the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air poised to come on in. Doesn't look like much precipitation, however. As we head on through today, cloud sun mix up, 45. Tonight, the colder air spills in on a northwest breeze, 27. Should be mainly cloudy. Clouds mix with sunshine tomorrow. Gusty winds. Temperatures in the upper 20s early, probably falling in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees. It is now 526.
The National Mall, a place for the country to coalesce. Washington's Mall, WMAL, a place where Washington comes together.
How about that?
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten. Well, you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL. Did you also know that, like some of you, I too was looking for a new caring dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for the most fearful patients. Trust me, it's really life-changing. Need another reason to call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry? They care deeply about the Fisher House Foundation and will donate $100 to the Fisher House for every new patient visit this month. So call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors, not available in all states.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Router is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
On Capitol Hill, some Republican leaders are talking about the need for any tax cut to be revenue neutral. And some people are reporting that that means that they're against the idea of tax cuts. You know what? They've got this completely wrong. And we're going to straighten it out right after the news at 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State is getting mixed reaction on both sides of the aisle. Many Democrats are already speaking out against ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson.
There are 48 of them, and none of them have come out in support of Tillerson. In fact, several of them are outright opposed to his nomination. And then you add several Republicans who are just concerned right now about Tillerson's views about Russia and his ties to Vladimir Putin, his business dealings as well, and that could spell trouble on the floor of the United States Senate if those Republicans end up voting no.
Correspondent Manu Raju. The Dow is moving tantalizingly close to the 20,000 mark, but that's not even the big news of the day.
The big news today is the expected decision from the Federal Reserve to raise benchmark interest rates. 0.25%, that's what's expected. It would be the first increase in the year, and the big surprise is if the Fed didn't hike rates.
Correspondent Tom Busby. TV star Alan Thicke has died after apparently suffering a heart attack last night while playing hockey at an ice skating rink with his son. The rink's vice president was watching.
Saw the player on his back, but you don't know who it is at that point because we have a lot of players and they got helmets on and what have you. So it wasn't until the EMTs were here that we got them in there, and when they actually sat him up that I saw it was Alan.
The 69-year-old Thicke was best known for his role as TV dad Jason Seaver on the 80s sitcom Growing Pains. A federal appeals court has upheld Virginia's voter ID law. Democrats challenged it, arguing that the law suppresses voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. But a three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the challenge. The chairman of the Prince George's County Liquor Board has resigned less than a week after his arrest on drunk driving and other charges. Charles Caldwell has denied driving while impaired. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,911. The NASDAQ at 54.64. Sports, the Caps win their fifth in a row, beating the Islanders. The Wizards take on the Hornets at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Let me tell you why you need to pick up the phone and call my friends, real estate agents Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is on fire, selling homes all over the D.C. area. Check this out. Ralph and Pam from Fairfax needed to sell their home fast, and they needed it to be hassle-free. They called Debbie and Sarah. Here's what they did. They immediately had 8 buyers through the house and got the home sold fast. The Reynolds Team have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. This is how they sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. If you want your home sold fast and for top dollar, call Debbie and Sarah direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I find unspeakable peace when I come to these grounds.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
There are times that we come here and we just want peace, we want quiet.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
We just want to feel the closeness of the Lord.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org.
And it's just the serenity, the closeness to our Creator.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound in Laurel. If you're heading in the northbound direction, that's where we have slowdowns approaching and passing the exit for 198 with the crash along the left side. Southbound, your travel lanes are open on the B-dub. On the George-Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway, nothing reported, glad to say. On 95, that looks good. Each direction through Laurel into the Beltway, 270 out of Frederick and down through Urbana and 109. The volume starts, yes, this early on, but nothing reported there for that 270. Just a little bit sluggish. Sluggish as well, 95 Virginia in Aquia. And as you head toward the Occoquan, those two stretches, those bogged down early on. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WBAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air poised to come on in. Doesn't look like much precipitation, however. As we head on through today, cloud sun mix up, 45. Tonight, the colder air spills in on a northwest breeze, 27. Should be mainly cloudy. Clouds mixed with sunshine tomorrow. Gusty winds. Temperatures in the upper 20s early. Probably falling in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Alexandria, 30 and only 40 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, Hans von Spakovsky is going to talk about this idea that some in the Electoral College say they need some kind of secret briefing before they cast their Electoral College votes. What the heck is that all about? Hans will straighten it out for us. 7:05 this morning, Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Committee chairman, will talk to us about what we need to find out about the Russians and their activities. And 8:05, he's the new editor-in-chief of the Weekly Standard. He is Steve Hayes. You know him, you love him. He'll join us at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry Connor taking some time off. Still very pleased to have with us Katie Pavlich from townhall.com, and also you see her all the time on Fox News because she's a contributor over there. Good morning, Katie.
I am indeed, and I'm here today.
All right. Look, in this town right now, I got to tell you, people are freaking out. The official...
Everyone is starting to panic.
They are. And here's why. I mean, here's the big picture on all of this. It's that we have a president who's going to come in, and at every opportunity, he's going to challenge the status quo. People in Washington, they like their status quo. They like like things to just rock along the way they are. But this was a guy who was elected with the idea, we're going to change things in Washington. We're going to drain the swamp. We're going to look at every single thing that happens in Washington with a different look, a jaundiced eye. We're going to decide whether or not it works. And if it doesn't work, we're going to try something different to see if we can make it work. And so people are very nervous about what's going on. And so you see in this town, right now, a lot of people who are scratching their head and coming up with conclusions, quite honestly, get it completely wrong. And this is true in the issue of tax cuts. Donald Trump has said he wants to bring tax cuts.
Right.
And then up on Capitol Hill, Mitch McConnell, who is the Republican leader of the Senate, has been quoted as saying, I think, you know, debt and deficit are a problem, and we need to make sure that anything we do is revenue neutral.
Right.
And then you see all the stories that say, see, you know, McConnell is against the Trump tax cuts.
Well, and this is coming from actually the right side of the spectrum. The people who support Donald Trump are now accusing accusing Mitch McConnell, the establishment, of being against Donald Trump's agenda, of stonewalling him before he even gets sworn into office, when the fact is Mitch McConnell is looking back at the last 8 years, looking back at the Bush years as well, and saying, we have nearly $20 trillion in debt in this country. And as he said at his press conference earlier this week, he said, I think this level of national debt is dangerous and unacceptable. My preference on tax reform is that it be revenue neutral. Why is that such a controversial idea? And he's also saying, look, if we're going to have some kind of stimulus package, it has to be paid for, and we can't continue down this road of increasing the debt. Right now, Donald Trump's plans with the tax cuts, which are important, everyone wants a tax cut, but we also have to cut spending and do tax reform as a whole, will increase the debt in this country by $5.3 trillion, which means we're going to be sitting at $25 trillion, which really, when you add it all up with the interest payments and everything else, is more like $100 trillion. So this idea that Mitch McConnell wants this tax reform package, which is a good thing for the country to be revenue neutral, isn't the establishment pushing back on Donald Trump. It's math pushing back on Donald Trump.
And I don't think that it works against Donald Trump, because, look, here's the bottom line. If you decide you're going to have a tax cut, and you decide that you're going to do it in a way that is revenue neutral, what does that mean? It means government has to get by on less, which means you shrink the government.
Right.
Well, how is this a bad idea? This is a great idea. Win-win. Not only do you get a tax cut, but then you make it revenue neutral, meaning there is less money for the government to use, and that means the government has to be pared back. And isn't that a conservative principle? Smaller government?
Smaller government.
That's a wonderful idea.
Deficit reduction is also a very important part of this overall plan that Mitch McConnell is trying to put forth, and making sure that we can accommodate what the agenda is of the president-elect, while also not putting the country and, quite frankly, future generations further into debt. House Speaker Paul Ryan has also said that he wants these tax reform plans that Donald Trump has put forward to be deficit neutral.
Right.
Again, this isn't the establishment pushing back on Donald Trump. This is basic budgetary math pushing back. And you can't have Republicans for 8 years, both inside and out of Washington, the Tea Party movement, saying that Barack Obama spent too much with his $1 trillion stimulus plan, with increasing the national debt by $10 trillion, and then accept it from someone who has an R next to their name. If we're very serious about moving forward and getting the country back on its feet economically, the government has to be reduced, tax reform has to be put into place, and we have to make sure that it's budget neutral.
I think this is a great thing, and I'm completely supportive of it. And when you see these stories that say McConnell is standing in the way of the tax cuts, just understand that the poor, stupid reporters are reporting on things that they don't understand, or they're being disingenuous, one of the two, maybe both.
I don't think it's mainstream reporters. I think that this is coming from the people who, the right side, the conservative media, who support Donald Trump,
then,
who are saying
they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
I have seen it reported in many places, and I just wanted to go out of my way to say, you don't understand how things are going to work. And that's because you've been reporting on the status quo and the way things have always been. It's a new day. New day dawning. And to that point, the other thing I wanted to talk about while we had a moment on this issue and the status quo is the people who work in the various executive branches around town are getting very nervous.
Of course they are.
They're getting very nervous. I'm hearing from a lot of my friends who work in different branches of government, and they're very concerned. What's going to happen when Donald Trump comes in? And he's asking questions. For example, there's a report that the Trump people wanted to know who in the Energy Department believed in global warming.
Yeah, they're not telling him.
And the Obama administration said, we ain't going to ask that question, and we're not going to give that information. But it set off these alarm bells. Brilliant.
Right.
Chase those people off. Make them nervous. Make them leave. That only serves our purpose better.
Well, I think it's good that people in these executive and federal government agencies are getting a little bit nervous about what their roles are going to be and what the role of government is going to be. But I do want to go back real quickly to Mitch McConnell's position. Not continuing to spend out of control and not continuing to rack up trillions of dollars in debt is actually against the status quo. And so if Donald Trump wants to be against the status quo, he'll actually go for a budget neutral neutral, revenue neutral tax plan. That would be against what Washington has been doing for the past 20 years.
I've not seen anything that suggests that he doesn't want it to be revenue neutral. So it'll be interesting to see if everybody can sort of figure out that, you know, hey, what? You know, because you're revenue neutral doesn't mean you're against a tax cut. It's now 544 on WMAL.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at joinoverheaddoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer. Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. During a talk with airmen assigned to the 31st Fighter Wing stationed at Aviano Air Base in Italy, Defense Secretary Ash Carter confirmed the deaths of three key leaders of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant in Syria. The three were working together to plot and facilitate attacks against Western targets at the time of the strike. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 545 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've had a little bit of activity on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, so just watch, please, if you're heading northbound in Laurel. Looks like the crash is cleared, and any of that delay that we did have quickly cleared as well. Northbound as you approach and pass 198, so in better shape. Coming southbound, though, let's get you out of the Jessup area with a new accident reported. Southbound on the BW Parkway right near 175. For 95, no worries. That looks good between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. 270 with the normal volume delays building, and we're with you as you head toward Urbana down to 109. Virginia, 395, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Good. Hamilton area reports of the crash on Route 7 eastbound, right as you pass the exit where Route 9 merges on, right in that stretch near the Charlestown Pike. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very cold air poised to move into the district as we look on through the rest of the week. Cold stuff on gusty winds expected by tomorrow. Clouds and sun today, 45. Then that cold air coming in on gusty winds tomorrow, highs only in the 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees. It is 547. Traffic and weather brought to you by Back and Knee Pain Hotline.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Big meetings yesterday at Trump Tower, and there'll be some big meetings today as well. You know, there's a lot going on there, and an interesting group of people coming in and out. The big story today has to do with the fact that a lot of the technology moguls, big technology names, are going to be meeting at the Trump Tower with the president-elect. And this is a group that probably is not going to be completely friendly to the ideas of Donald Trump. They have in the past supported Democratic causes and were supporters of Hillary Clinton. But, you know, people like Apple's Tim Cook, Alphabet's Larry Page, the leaders of Microsoft, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, who runs the Washington Post, as a matter of fact, owns the Washington Post, is going to be there, and IBM's representative. I mean, a whole list of these top technology people are going to be there, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of feedback they give to the president-elect. We do know that IBM yesterday, who's going to be in the room, announced that they're going to hire 25,000 people over the next 4 years for American jobs, and that's 6,000 of them are going to be in the coming year. So you know, they're making the case in advance of this meeting that We get your message, Mr. President-elect. You want jobs? IBM's going to give you some jobs.
Well, and I think, you know, they're starting to grapple with this idea that policy could change and they want to be in the president's good graces. I think the most interesting meeting of the day is going to be between Donald Trump and Jeff Bezos, just because the Washington Post sent dozens of reporters to cover his specifically to dive into his background, to do some investigative reporting on him. Many people called it a hit job, and that he wasn't being treated fairly because the Post wasn't sending as many reporters to go dig into Hillary Clinton's record. But one thing that it's important to point out as well is that these giant tech companies are getting very nervous about Donald Trump's attitude towards foreign visas, HB1 visas, outsourcing of technology jobs, which a lot of people come here from other countries to work in Silicon Valley. A lot of their tech support is outsourced to countries like India. And so that's something that they're going to have to work around with
absolutely.
The new presidency.
It's going to be interesting. I think the word is that I've heard used to describe how this meeting could be, as they say, could be a prickly meeting.
Prickly. I don't know. You have a couple other people meeting with Trump,
and then afterwards
they walk out and say, "Oh, I really, you know, was opposed to the guy, but now that we've had a man-to-man, woman-to-woman meeting."
How many times has that happened, where people walk in and you expected them to have some kind of meeting which they're going to go at loggerheads with the president-elect, and they come out and say, "Wow, I really walked away impressed." I mean, time and time and time again, people go into that room and they have one opinion. They come out, they have a completely different opinion.
Right, which I think shows that A, Trump is very good at making deals, as we know. He wrote The Art of the Deal, after all. And B, Trump has a bit of a different personality when the cameras are rolling than maybe he does behind the scenes when he's having these private meetings.
I think you're right about that.
He's a showman.
I think that is very much what people are learning. Okay, so one of the meetings that took place yesterday that has tongues a-wagging in this town is that apparently there was a meeting between Donald Trump and Kanye West. And afterwards,
Jesus.
Kanye comes out and he says that they talked about life.
And things. Well, Kanye, first of all, just basically got out of a mental treatment center.
Yeah.
He showed up with the same hair color as Trump. I don't know if that was on purpose.
Yeah, I don't know what that's
showed up
about.
With an entourage.
Well, of course he did.
You know, the Twitter sphere went nuts yesterday when everyone realized that Kanye West was in the building to meet with Donald Trump. And let's not forget that it's the same Kanye who accused George W. Bush of not caring about black people after Katrina. So
yeah.
I don't know why he was there, but they both left the meeting smiling and talking to reporters.
And having a good, seemed like they were in good spirits. It's 5:51 on WMAL. Here's L. Rushbow.
Well, TheHill.com is reporting that Democrats are grappling with how to learn the right lessons from Trump's election. They're trying to figure out how to avoid taking the wrong lessons into the next presidential race. Joe Trippi, who ran Howard Dean's failed campaign, says Hillary could have won if just a small number of voters in key states had voted the other way. So Trippi warns that making big changes could be dangerous. He said everybody can point to something that went wrong, and they're right. Since lots of things did go wrong, it makes it impossible to know what the party really needs to do. Now, adding to the Democrat woes, they don't have a clear leader once Obama leaves office other than him. Democrats worry that if they try to appeal to the Rust Belt votes and put Trump over the top, they risk alienating their black and Hispanic base. The right lessons Democrats could learn are obvious. For instance, how about putting aside identity politics and embracing policies good for everybody? Or how about abandoning class warfare and the big government welfare state mentality in favor of policies that would grow the economy for everybody? But grapple as they might, they will not learn the right lessons, because they will never in a million years admit the truth. Their problem is liberalism, and they are liberals. They're doomed. They are forever doomed, hopefully.
Rush, noon to three. Psst. Listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, folks, LifeLock would like to remind you that there's one group you do not want to hear thanks from during the holidays, and that is identity thieves. They are thankful for all the personal information you leave behind when you shop online. Because of all the activities during the holidays, you can expose more of your personal information than ever, which could lead to identity theft. Now, thankfully, there is LifeLock. They're prepared. proprietary technology can detect a huge range of identity threats, and if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists that work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock offers something on everybody's wish list, and that is peace of mind. Join right now and get a special 15% discount. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15 to save 15% now on your LifeLock membership. Offer ends December 31st, 800-440-4833.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. We'll be making New Year's resolutions very soon. One might be to save some money. So here's my advice to help you out. Don't keep overpaying for your home security monitoring service. Get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable, certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Plus, it's real easy to make the switch and save. Ackerman can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at that great price of $19.95 a month. Now listen to this special offer valid for December only. Receive up to 6 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. That's double the normal incentive, all to help you save money in the new year and get protected. Call Ackerman Security now at 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It is now 5:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we come on 66 heading eastbound through Manassas. The pressure's on with the volume also through Falls Church, seeing that stop and go. 95, the normal backups in Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan, and now bunching up a bit here through the Lorton-Newington area, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Let's take you northbound at 198 where that crash is gone. And in Jessup, we had one to the shoulder south. Southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway at 175. You'll still see a little activity there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're on temperatures into the mid-40s today with a northwesterly breeze around, some sunshine mixing in with the overcast. The real cold stuff starts coming in on gusty winds as we head through tonight and tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees. It is now 5:56.
Now is the time to shop at Riccardi in Georgetown. Riccardi Clothier brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off the regular price. Plus, you won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Streets, 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Are you frustrated with your inability to hear and communicate? If so, you're not alone. Many people suffer from hearing loss and other hearing problems like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, this is Dr. Anna Enzola, Chief Audiologist and owner of Ascent Audiology and Hearing. We're the area's highest rated audiology practice with 7 locations and over 1,000 five-star reviews. For a limited time, we're offering a complimentary consultation and hearing aid starting at $995. Call Ascent Audiology and Hearing at 800-811-8700 and come meet with one of our top doctors. Don't wait any longer. Visit hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. We accept most major insurance plans. Financing and discounts are also available. I invite you to visit us at hearingaiddoctors.com. Remember, for a free consultation, call 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700.
Attention. Pooshan Rugs is closing their doors after four decades in business. Now, every single rug, from traditional to contemporary, new or antique, from 2x3 to palace sizes, is 60 to 80% off. No reasonable offer will be refused. Last day is December 18th. 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. That's 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. Or call 301-770-RUGS. 301-770-RUGS for 60 to 80% off at the Pooshan Rugs sale.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Hans von Spakovsky to talk about this idea that the Electoral College needs a security briefing before they can vote. And also, Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Committee chairman, will join us. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL right now, 6 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM.